Here's a thought I'll title, The Joy in Just Doing. It seems as though in modern times, almost every activity we undergo involves some sort of effort-benefit analysis. That is to say, what are you going to get out of whatever it is that you do? How much am I going to be paid? How much am I going to be promoted? How is this activity I'm about to undertake going to benefit me? And that came to light the other day at a social gathering. I was asked why I do photography. At the time, I'm sure I fumbled through some incomprehensible answer. But the more I thought about the question, the more I realized that the premise of the question was that there must be some reward in spending so much time and effort to make photographs. So what did I get out of it? After reflecting on this for a bit, I realized I just don't think of photography that way. It's not something that I consider an effort, something I don't want to do. It's something I can't not do. It's irresistible. And in that regard, it's not as though I undergo this equation. I'm going to put in this time and this effort and this expense, and I ought to get X out of it, whatever that might be. I certainly don't do photography for fame and fortune, because no one does photography for fame and fortune except a very few handful of what I like to sort of irreverently term the famous dead guys. And since none of us are famous dead guys, the chances of our work being collectible, the chances of it being the path to fame and fortune are pretty slim. So there must be another reason we do it. For me, a huge part of why I do photography is because it gets me out in the world. I love nothing better than just driving 800 miles through the desert because it's so fascinating. I would do it if I wasn't a photographer. I would be out in the world exploring. I could just as easily be a pen and ink artist or a poet or something else if I had any talent towards it, but I don't. But I can make a photograph. And so that becomes my excuse to get out the front door and go out and explore the world. And the camera has taken me to places I would have never gone in my life if I wasn't a photographer. So I guess when it comes right down to it, the reason I do photography is for the joy of just doing it. Anything else, whether it's print sales or invitations to some exotic location or whatever, that's just gravy. And if I never had those, I'd still be a photographer. I'd still do photography. Which is why I don't worry too much about the archives that I may have stored away in my closet in acid-free boxes for future generations. Because if all of that goes into the landfill upon my demise, it's not going to bother me. I had the fun of doing the work, of being out there, of challenging myself, of learning new things, of creating something that didn't exist before. And as I've so often said in the past, there is not a single person in the world who knows more about the photography I've done than me. So since I'm the solitary audience for my work, I better enjoy it, or that's really silly. Or if I don't, I'm engaged in a really fruitless endeavor. Photography to me is fun. It's not a means to anything. It's a means to itself. And I can't help but think that if I'm doing photography as a means to get some other thing, some reward, some acknowledgement, something other than doing the photography, I'm kind of missing the boat to a certain degree. On those rare occasions when I'm simply overworked, overwhelmed, don't have the time, or for whatever reason find myself not interested in doing photography, I don't. Because I don't want to do photography if it has no joy. The challenge is to structure your life in such a way that you can have as much photography as will fit in, that will satisfy your needs for having fun with it, and balancing that with other responsibilities, job, family, work, etc. Photography is a joy, and when it ceases to be a joy, if it ever does, that's the day I'll cease being a photographer.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.